All the way to Dr. Guarino's office, they avoid speaking to each other. Silence on the bus, and silence walking 3 blocks from the bus to the downtown office building. After about 15 minutes, Dr. Guarino comes out to the waiting room to greet them. He is fat and balding, and he looks as if he would pop through his white lab jacket. Charlie is fascinated by the thick white eyebrows and white mustache that twitch from time to time. Sometimes the mustache twitches first, followed by the raising of both eyebrows, but sometimes the brows go up first and the mustache twitch follows. The large white room into which Guarino ushers them smells recently painted, and it's almost bare. 2 desks on one side of the room, and on the other, a huge machine with rows of dials and 4 long arms like dentist drills. Nearby is a black leather examination table with thick, webbed restraining straps.
"Well, well, well," says Guarino, raising his eyebrows. "So this is Charlie."
He grips the boy's shoulders firmly.
"We're gonna be friends."
"Can you really do anything for him, Dr. Guarino?" says Matt. "Have you ever treated this kind of thing before? We don't have much money."
The eyebrows come down like shutters as Guarino frowns.
"Mr. Gordon, have I said anything yet about what I could do? Don't I have to examine him first? Maybe something can be done, maybe not. First, there will have to be physical and mental tests to determine the causes of the pathology. There will be enough time later to talk of prognosis. Actually, I'm very busy these days. I only agreed to look into this case because I'm doing a special study of this type of neural retardation. Of course, if you have qualms, then perhaps..."
His voice trails off sadly, and he turns away, but Rose Gordon jabs at Matt with her elbow.
"My husband doesn't mean that at all, Dr. Guarino. He talks too much."
She glares at Matt again to warn him to apologize. Matt sighs.
"If there's any way you can help Charlie, we'll do anything you ask. Things are slow these days. I sell barbershop supplies, but whatever I have, I'll be glad to..."
"Just one thing I must insist on," says Guarino, pursing his lips as if making a decision. "Once we start, the treatment must continue all the way. In cases of this type, the results often come suddenly after long months without any sign of improvement. Not that I'm promising you success, mind you. Nothing is guaranteed. But you must give the treatment a chance, otherwise you're better off not starting at all."
He frowns at them to let his warning sink in, and his brows are white shades from under which his bright blue eyes stare.
"Now, if you'll just step outside and let me examine the boy,"